Gonna read what's tonight. We're gonna read some out of 1 Corinthians, the 15th chapter. And then some out of the book of Galatians, the 6th chapter. I believe it is. First Corinthians, the 15th chapter. Galatians, the 6th chapter. And we're just going to read a few verses in out of each one. I believe tonight. We're going to start with the 14th verse in chapter 15, 1 Corinthians. And if Christ be not risen, then is our preaching vain, and your faith is also vain. Yea, and we are found false witnesses of God, because we have testified of God that he raised up Christ, whom he raised not up, if so be that the dead rise not. For if the dead rise not, then is not Christ raised. And if Christ be not raised, your faith is in vain, ye are yet in your sins. And they also which are fallen asleep in Christ are perished. If in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are of all men most miserable. But now as Christ risen from the dead and become the firstfruits of them that slept. For since by man came death, by man came also the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. But every man in his own order, Christ the firstfruits, afterward they that are Christ is at his coming. Then cometh the end when he shall have delivered up the kingdom to God, even the Father. For when he shall have put down all rule and all authority and power, for he must reign till he hath put all enemies under his feet. The last enemy that shall be destroyed is death. For he hath put all things under his feet, but when he saith all things are put under him, it is manifest that he is accepted which did put all things under him. And when all things shall be subdued unto him, then shall the Son also be subject unto him that put all things under him, that God may be all in all. Galatians, the 6th chapter. We're going to start with about the 10th verse. Says, as we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith. Ye see how large a letter I have written unto you with mine own hand. As many as desire to make a fair show in the flesh, they constrain you to be circumcised, only lest they should suffer persecution for the cross of Christ. For neither they themselves who are circumcised keep the law, but desire to have you circumcised, that they may glory in your flesh. But God forbid that I should glory save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world is crucified unto me, and I unto the world. For in Christ Jesus neither circumcision availeth anything, nor uncircumcision, but a new creature. And as many as walk according to this rule, peace be on them and mercy and upon the Israel of God. From henceforth let no man trouble me, for I bear in my body the marks of the Lord Jesus. Brethren, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit. Amen. Now, maybe correctly reading, that's reading a couple of different scriptures, some in Corinthians and some in that of the book of Galatians. A lot in both these chapters, to be honest with you. And I don't know altogether what we'll do or what we'll go or how far we'll get, but we got a starting place. So you just bear with us for just a little bit tonight. Now, I really don't feel like we'll hold you very long as far as holding you. But I'm going to talk just a little bit, the Lord being our helper, a little bit out of the 24th verse of 1 Corinthians, and I'll reread it in your hearing. It says, then cometh the end when he shall have delivered up the kingdom to God, even the Father, when he shall have put down all rule and all authority and all power. And I want to leave just a little bit with you. God, help us just a minute. We'll find a starting place. And if I had a starting place or a thought tonight, it'd be it's just rule. Rule. Now, you might think it very strange tonight, but he said in this 24th chapter, he says, when he shall have put down all rule and all authority and power. Now, we know, I believe we know, and we ought to know, and we ought to understand. A rule, my friend, is something that you go by. A rule. And it's all together. They was under a different rule than what we are. They most certainly was. Now, Paul got into it in the Galatians. He says, there's them out there that have you circumcised. He says, but they'll do it for their own glory, that they might glory in you being circumcised. He said, that's not. He said, circumcision availeth nothing. And he said, also uncircumcision availeth nothing. They said, as many as you that can, he said, walk by this rule. Brethren, the rule had changed. It most certainly had. It's changed from the day that Christ came into this world. And when he come to put down all rule, all power, and all authority. And brethren, he done that in that of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. There was a rule. There's a standing rule. Back in the day, my friend, when they died, they laid in the grave. They had no way out. They had no days, man, my friend, to stand for them. That was the rule of the day. Now, yes, it was. And my friend, they was under the law. And the law, my friend, took precedence in their lives if they lived by the law. Glory, hallelujah. The rule has changed tonight. It most certainly has. It's changed. There's a lot of things I thought, and just to be honest with you, it's probably strange in one sense of the way. But the things that they done under the law and the sacrifices and the offerings that they give under the law, my friend, it was a rule that they went by for it to be accepted, my friend, under the law. Under the law. My friend, he come to do what? To fulfill the law, and he fulfilled the law to a jot and a tittle. Amen. Yes, he did. Therefore, my friend, he satisfied the rule. You know that?
Brethren, he was the supreme sacrifice for man and your sin. Brethren, there is no other sacrifice tonight. Not one. That rule's done away with. Gone. We're not living under that rule. There's a lot of folks, my friend, that make rules up as they go. Do you know that? They do. We got people in this world, my friend, that's changed everything. Yes, they have. They've changed everything. They say you don't have to do this. It's no longer a rule. But I want you to know we've been under one rule since Jesus Christ raised. Yes, sir. That rule ain't changed. That standard, that rule, a rule. You know, there's a lot of times that things may not be written, just written down, but they stand as a rule. They stand as a point, a mark of measurement unto me and you. You cannot measure evil tonight unless you got good in the world. No way. No way. No way. Can you call evil, my friend, if there's no rule that makes it good? Yes, sir. There are standards. They most certainly are. I'm not going to get on that. This rule was open. This rule, my friend, was from the beginning. My friend, that man died and the grave held him. It held him. He could not ever get out of that grave. That was the rule of the day. That's the reason in Ecclesiastes, he said, man goeth to his long home. He wasn't talking about heaven. The rule of that day, my friend, was the grave. They could not get out of it, my friend. Nothing, my friend, had overpowered the grave. It stood as a rule. If you died, we gonna bury you. Yes, sir. If you die, we gonna bury you. My friend, but that old adage, my friend, that ain't no grave gonna hold my body down. Brethren, you can forget it. That rule's gone, my friend. It held them. He said he put all rule, all authority, and all power. This thing wasn't going to change until all rule, all authority, and all power was overcome, my friend. And it was overcome by the Lord Jesus Christ. What the book teaches. What the Bible says. Now, he said they was an enemy out there. My friend, right here, he's talking about they was an enemy. They was one out there that ruled death. Death had dominion over them. They was under the cloud or the umbrella, my friend, of death, and they could not get out of it. It ruled over them. It hovered over them. One writer in the New Testament said, why stood they in jeopardy all their lifetime? And that's exactly what they done. They didn't have a remedy for death or the grave. No, sir. They didn't have the power to overcome it. And you might say tonight, you say, preacher, you're saying that we're under a different rule? We most certainly are. We most certainly are. Brethren, the writer said in another place, he said, he tasted death for all men. Brethren, death has no more dominion over you. That's a different rule. We're living in that rule. Yes, sir. Preacher, I can't see that. When Christ died, my friend, he died, tasted death for every man. Every man. Brethren, but it does no good to them where the blood's not applied. Yes, sir. Brethren, death hovers over some folks today. Yes, sir, death has dominion over some. You said, preacher, you just said that he tasted death for all. He did. He said he did. Brethren, he said, what did he say to them over there? When Lazarus, my friend, was in the grave, Martha told him, said, we understand, Lord, that in the last day that he'll be raised. My friend, that ain't what he wants her to look to. Brethren, there's a different rule fixing to come into play. You know what that rule was? He says, I am the resurrection and life tonight. Amen. Woo! Says, though if a man believe in me, though he be dead, he shall live forevermore. Amen. Woo! Ain't that good? That's a different rule. Yes, sir. That's a different rule. Brethren, that grave held Lazarus until Jesus says, Lazarus, come forth. And it is. It is. There's a reason he called his name. Brethren, he could have raised them all. Yes, he could have. It was not time, brethren, for that to come to pass. He did raise them. Yes, he did. Now, he said, we see all things under him, yet not all things are under him. He said, the last enemy that shall be destroyed is death. Yes, sir. The last enemy that shall be destroyed is death. I understand how people look at this naturally. And I understand, my friend, how that you might think, well, preacher, I'm going to die. You surely will. You surely will. This old man you looking at, brethren's going right back to the dust where he come from. Yes, sir. But there's another in there that ain't going to die. There's another in there that's been made alive, brethren, by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Yes, sir. He going to live forever. Yes, sir. He going home too. He going to his long home. Yes, sir. That rule is in place, my friend. You say, preacher, then death hadn't been overcome if we're going to die. Yes, it was overcome in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Brethren, death hath no more dominion over you. I might have to pound that home. death hath no... Brethren, because of his death and his burial and his resurrection, thank God we got life tonight. Yes, sir. They sang an old song, said, I'll never die, just be promoted. Huh? You sang that song? You'd believe that song? That song's real. Brethren, that's talking about the new rule that we're under tonight. The measure. Rule's normally a measurement. It's a device most of the time. And brethren, you can mark it down. Tonight, my friend, we're not under the rule that they lived under. No, we're not. Reason Paul told them, he said, as many as you can walk by this rule. Be of the same rule. Circumcision availeth nothing. Uncircumcision availeth nothing. But having faith in the Lord Jesus Christ gives you eternal life tonight. Yes, it will. Glory. Glory. I wish tonight, I do. You say, preacher, I just don't understand. You know, I have people talk to me all the time, brethren, when there's a death in the family or a death of a friend. And if it's real close, my friend, people get real serious about death. Do you know that? Whether they're saved or whether they're lost, for the most part, they get real serious about death. Brethren, I never will forget, there's a driver that drove for us, and he had cancer, had throat cancer, and had got over it, and then a few years had passed, and it come back, and he was dying. He was dying. He was on his deathbed. He called, wanted me to come talk to him. And I told his family, I said, I'll be there. I'll be there. I said, I've talked to him here. I'll talk to him there. My friend, and he was in pitiful shape. He knowed, brethren, it's just a matter of time and he is going to leave this world. He called me in there and he said, Randy, he said, I want you to pray. I want you to touch. He said, I want you to take this away, brethren, that I'm in the midst of. He wasn't talking about my friend dying. He was talking about the condition of his soul. He wanted me to save him. That's exactly what he wanted. I told him, I never will forget, my friend. I told him, I said, brother, I said, there's no way in this world that I can save you. I said, if you ever get saved, you'll cry and call upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and believe. Brethren, or you'll die and be damned. Preacher, you wouldn't talk to a man like that. Yes, I would if the Lord give me liberty. And he did. He laid hold of me and he wouldn't let go. And he said, pray. I said, I'm going to pray. But I said, you're going to be the one praying. You're going to have to pray to God that all things gets well with you. What a shame to wait till you're on your deathbed to get saved. But did you know Christ will do it? Yes, he will. If a man get broken, if he'll come with that broken heart and contrite spirit, everybody, folks, don't believe like we do. Do you know that? Brethren, there's a lot. There's many more people in this world that believes in just signing a card or just shaking a man's hand or just saying, I believe in Jesus Christ. Brethren, them things are good, but they will not save you. We're not under that rule. Amen. No, sir. He told Nicodemus, you must be born again. Why was it? Let me go back just a little bit. Why was it so important, my friend, for them of that day that men be circumcised? Why was it? Brother, that's what Paul was addressing with the Galatians. Brethren, and there are some of them that took old Timothy aside and wanted him to be circumcised. Brethren, Paul, he searched them out. Yes, sir. And he says, not so. He said, it's not whether you're circumcised of the flesh, but it is circumcision of the heart. Brethren, that heart's got to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. With all your heart. Amen. All your soul, all your mind, all your strength. It's a rule. Yeah. Do you know that? It's a rule. It's a commandment. Them's 10 right there's rules. Yes, sir. The first four fall under God's rules. Yes, sir. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, all thy soul, all thy mind, and all thy strength. That's the new commandment. He said, which is no new. Them first four will tell you about keeping things between man and God. Yes, they will. Them other six, my friend, will keep you right between you and your neighbor. Amen. Yes, sir. Bible says in the New Testament, and the second is like unto this, love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two hangeth the law and the commandments. We're under that new rule. Yes, we are. We're not under the old rule. Does it mean that you'll not fear death? Let me tell you something. This is the only way I know how to explain this. Let me tell you something. Brethren, I come to the realization that I was lost. I'd been baptized. Yes, sir. Man asked me, do I believe that Jesus was the Son of God? And I said, yes, I do. They baptized me. Told me I was saved. They believed in water baptism. It's still carried out today. Yes, it is. Still carried out today. I'm not saying anything for anything. I'm just telling you that's what they believe. Yes, sir. And it is a well-known belief. Every city's got them. Yeah. Yes, they do. A lot of them as good of people as you'll run across. A lot of them, my friend, as good of sinners as you'll run across. Yeah. Yes, sir. I know what I'm talking about. When I was 15 years old and I was sitting about three-quarter way back on that side of the church, one Wednesday night, my friend, God got a hold of me and I had to do something. I had to do something. Did I fear death? You better believe I feared death. I was afraid I was going to die and go to hell. That's exactly how I felt. Brethren, I come to that altar, and I can't tell you everything that I said. I can't tell you everything that went on. But I can tell you this, my friend. When I got up from that altar, I told that church that I'd been saved. My friend, that fear left me. You hear me? That fear left me. And Gene, it ain't never been back. I've never feared dying and going to hell. No, sir. I don't fear it tonight. Preacher, that's awful bold. I got news for you. I got one I can boast in. He's the one that brought me up. Yes, sir. Now, I've got news for you. I didn't know what salvation meant. I didn't know what all come with it. I didn't know the benefits of everything. I didn't realize them. But I can tell you, I never laid my head on my pillow since then and worried about where I'm going. Do I have a fear or a dread of death? Sometimes. Sometimes. Sometimes, my friend, I don't want to die. But you know what, Crafton? They gonna come here. They gonna come a day, I'm gonna die. Yeah. Yes, sir. They gonna come a day. I'm gonna die. You'll roll me around, you'll plant me down yonder stoners. Listen, but I ain't gonna be there. I ain't gonna be there. No, sirree. Death hath no more dominion over me. My friend, you ain't gonna bury that that's alive, my friend. Glory. Hallelujah. All you gonna do is bury this tabernacle. I believe it's Paul's writing or Peter 1. He said, talked about this tabernacle being dissolved. He said he had another, didn't he? He had another. Yeah, had another. Thank God. I got another. Yes, sir. Now, I could get into several different things in this 15th chapter, but I'm not going to. The rule. He come. Going to reread this verse if I can. He says, then cometh the end when he shall have delivered up the kingdom to God, even the Father, when he shall have put down all rule, all authority, and power. For he must reign till he hath put all enemies under his feet. Listen. According to this, at this, he said, the last enemy that shall be destroyed is death. Brethren, this thing wouldn't finish till he put it all, till he done it all, until it all was consummated, until it all, my friend, was done away with. You well know yourself. And every disciple that was dealt with it, my friend, they dealt with the old order of things or the old rule. They dealt with it. And they could not get people to see what the new rule was. That's some of Paul's greatest warfares. Some of his greatest warfares. If I read that scripture right, my friend, and some other scriptures that I've quoted you, that he became cursed for us, did he not? He hung on the tree for us. He became that curse. He paid that sin debt. Brethren, for all mankind, I don't care how long this world lasts. There's not another remedy, nor ever will be. He ain't coming back, my friend, thank God, to make another way. No, he ain't. I am the way, the truth, and the life. That what he says? Who are we talking about? We're talking about Jesus. Brethren, when he accomplished and finished his work, the new brethren kingdom began. A lot of people looking to be in the kingdom. I want you to know that kingdom began. Why did he tell Nicodemus, Nicodemus, you must be born again? Nicodemus wanted to know. You know what? The Lord told him. He did. He told him. He told him what he had to do. What he had to do to what? What he had to do to live. What he had to do to get everlasting life. Brethren, was to be born again. And he told him. He said, that that is born of flesh is flesh. That that is born of the Spirit is spirit. I marvel not that I say unto thee, ye must be born again. You got to have a new birth. Yes, sir. And brethren, when you have a new birth, you're living in a new world. I love that song. We sing it from time to time. I'm living in a new world since the Lord saved me. There's hundreds and hundreds of verses in this scripture, my friend, concerning what went on in the old rule or the old order of things. But I want you to know there's also hundreds of verses in here concerning the new order of things. The new Jerusalem that John saw coming out of heaven, coming down as a bride adorned for her husband. Brethren, it became reality. It come into effect. And I'm going to tell you something. Do you know who lives in the new Jerusalem? Brethren, the new converts. Yes, sir. It's a new kingdom. We started in a clean slate. We started in a clean house, did we not? We're living, my friend, not to die anymore. Preacher, you can't preach that. Yes, I can. It's according, my friend, to what kind of death you're looking at. I'll just leave that. A lot of things in this scripture I'd like to get around to, but tonight, for whatever purpose or whatever reason, my friend, the rule has changed. Yes, sir. We're living in a new day, a new time, a new era. Preacher, when did it start? It started actually on the day of Pentecost. It's when it started. But even at that, there was several things that had not yet been consummated. And it come to pass, my friend, literally, it come to pass that God had spoken against Israel, my friend, was coming. Yes, sir. And it was going to take place. And it did take place. Yes, it did. That's the message. Hope you got something out of it.